The benefits of farm to school are numerous, ranging from better foods and food education for our school children to economic and sustainability issues. And the USDA has picked up on these benefits. According to their website, the 2008 Food Conservation and Energy Act, also called the Farm Bill, amended the National School Lunch Act to allow institutions receiving funds through the Child Nutrition Program to choose where their produce comes from. The initiative Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food was formed as part of that. Fayetteville was the first school district in Arkansas to enact a farm-to-school program, shortly followed by Farmington, where Adam Simmons once worked. He is now the director of child nutrition with Fayetteville Public Schools.
The need is just for local fresh products, you know, not burning up the highways with strawberries when we can buy strawberries right here. And another reason, I think, is to teach the kids seasonality a little bit. You know, we serve tomatoes year-round, but maybe we shouldn't be serving tomatoes year-round because they're really only good for about a month and a half in the summer. So we're slowly but surely trying to teach seasonality.
I think it serves several needs.
That's Heather Frederick with the University of Arkansas Horticulture Department. She says that there are also benefits to local growers.
Market diversification is an issue for a lot of local growers, and they can, you know, sell at the farmer's market, and there's a couple stores and restaurants that they can sell to locally, but, you know, there's always a need for market diversification. And so the school lunches can serve as you know, a market outlet for them. But then, you know, taking it to the kids and the classroom education part of it, it's teaching these kids, you know, about nutrition and, you know, the local, you know, agricultural scene.
A relationship was formed between Fayetteville Public Schools, FPS, and the U of A after a farm-to-school conference a few years back. The U of A wrote and was recently rewarded a grant from Southern SARE, Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education, a program of the USDA. It will allow for a project that will bring together the FPS summer feeding program and local farmers. Though there have been farm-to-school programs at FPS in the past, Adam says this grant will allow them to do things differently.
Well, I think it helped us identify farmers that would be willing to do the program. The university was able to give them things that we couldn't give, such as educational opportunities. We gave them a market that doesn't go away. You know, we're always here. We serve pretty much a set amount of number of kids a day every week, about 50 weeks a year. No, probably about 48 weeks a year. So we don't go bankrupt. We pay our bills, and we need local food.
And they are trying to show farmers that volume and consistency are sometimes better than high price.
You know, and that's kind of what we're working towards. I think the range is the 40 to 45 cent range for a half a cup of fruit or vegetables. That's all I have. I mean, I cannot spend it. And that's on the high end. And so we're working with that range right now to try to convince the farmers that this is a sustainable relationship that they can make.
Heather Frederick with the U of A says there was a lot of in-depth planning with the farmers, working with them ahead of time, ahead of the season, to really plan out what the schools will need, when they'll need it, and what the growers can provide.
Because the growing season, you have to plan for harvest. You have to plan ahead of time. So that's kind of how things have come along that way.
As a pilot, they chose the summer feeding program because it's one school without a ton of kids. Though the 400 to 800 sounds large. Adam explains the USDA-funded Seamless Summer Program.
The theory behind it is they should never go without some sort of school meal the whole summer. And so as soon as we close down, we're down a week to do some maintenance. We open right back up for lunch and snack till about a week before school starts. And it's free to anyone 18 years and under, no registration, no paperwork involved.
Emphasizing a sense of community, there's another partnership with Feed Fayetteville, an organization that aims to create community food security. Their role in this program is to connect kids with lunch buddies once a week to talk with them about what is on their plate, as well as to spread the word to the community about farm to school. I met Adrian Schoenfield with Feed Fayetteville while she was at Owl Creek talking with kids about the salad on their trays. She says that studies show that farm-to-school improves children's nutrition. They eat more fruits and vegetables. But she says there has to be an educational component.
And just getting kids to stop and think for a minute about what they're eating is the goal of farm-to-school, I think. There are some studies that show that in a farm-to-school program, 90% of students would choose healthier option at the supermarket compared to 62% before. So after they've gone through the farm-to-school program, it brings an awareness to the children about their food choices.
Another partnership is with Apple Seeds, a nonprofit nutritional education organization. Lucy Kagan is heading up field trips the kiddos will be taking throughout the summer. They'll be going to the Fayetteville Farmers Market and to some area farms.
And so the students will get to, participate in some fun farm activities, actually see a farm and actually see where food is growing. And they'll get to meet their farmer and then hopefully taste some of the produce that they've got growing there that they'll be eating at lunch that same week. So it's a really great way for them to get kind of the whole picture. And we'll be partnering with that and hopefully doing some more short presentations before the kids eat lunch, just so they can, get the gist of local, what it is, and why it's different.
With over a third of Arkansas's children overweight, she says that kids, and a lot of us really, have lost touch with where our food comes from and how it impacts what we do and how we live.
It's really important for kids to see that, vegetables grow in the ground and they don't come out of a box. And that, chicken comes off of an animal and it doesn't come in a star-shaped nugget form. And to just get kids to start thinking about, where it comes from and why that matters is so important. It just brings that realm of consciousness back to eating.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.